Ciao! Great news if you're thinking about joining our online Italian school. Doors are now officially open.
Due to growing demand, places are limited and we sometimes have to close registration early. So if you're interested, now's the perfect time to join. Click the link in the description to find out more. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, we hope you've already learned some handy Italian phrases for travel. But do you feel confident using them in real life situations in Italy?
Let's find out.
In today's episode, you'll join us for the day in Naples, Matteo's hometown, and you'll learn and review important phrases for common situations, from having la colazione, breakfast, to paying for your evening pizza.
There is some stuff in between that's not about food, we promise. But on a typical Italian day, food is very important, of course.
So we hope today's mini quiz will help you feel more confident doing things in Italian on your next trip. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Before we get started, can we ask you a quick favore? If you're listening to this on your podcast app, could you hit the subscribe or follow button? This way you'll get notified when we release a new episode and you'll help our podcast grow so that we can keep making free lessons like this. Grazie.
If you've already been learning from our podcast, we hope that you already know a few things that will help you get by in Italy. So today we'll help you feel more confident using them, so that if you're planning on taking una vacanza, a vacation in Italy soon, you'll be able to use your Italian.
Benvenuti a Napoli. Welcome to Naples. We'll start with breakfast at the coffee bar, il bar, around the corner.
Which words are most appropriate for greeting the barista? A. Buongiorno. B. Ciao. C. Salve. Or D. Any of the above.
There are two that work best. Buongiorno. Buongiorno. And salve. Salve. These are good for greeting people in the service industry that you don't know. Ciao is often too informal, but you might hear it and use it if you know the barista.
Sometimes if the person is very informal, they might greet you with ciao. This happens particularly in Milan. In this case, you can follow their lead, but otherwise it's best to stick with buongiorno or salve. Now we're going to need some caffeine for our day of Italian. And there are a few different kinds of coffee in Italy. Which of the following words would you not usually hear in an Italian coffee bar?
A. Un espresso. B. Un cappuccino. C. Un latte macchiato. D. Un macchiato.
It's A. So a normal coffee in Italy is an espresso, and there's no need to specify it. This means if you order un caffè, you'll usually get a little shot the way Italians drink it. Then you heard three other common breakfast drinks.
Un cappuccino, which I think is international. Just remember to make the double P and the double C long. Un cappuccino.
Then there was un latte macchiato. Latte means milk and macchiato literally means stained. So it's a glass of usually warm milk with a shot of coffee in it, stained by the coffee.
Un latte macchiato. Un latte macchiato.
You also heard un macchiato. This is literally a stained, and this is a little shot of coffee with a dash of milk, usually served in a small espresso cup. And it's perfect if you want to try drinking coffee like Italians do, but you also want to take the edge off with a little bit of milk.
Un macchiato. Un macchiato.
Time to order. How would you say I'd like?
Vorrei. Vorrei.
I'd like a macchiato.
Vorrei un macchiato. Vorrei un macchiato. Ho fame. I'm hungry. Let's get a croissant. Here in Naples we call it un cornetto, and the pastry is usually thicker.
And un cornetto.
E un cornetto.
Let's try the whole breakfast order.
Vorrei un macchiato e un cornetto. Vorrei un macchiato e un cornetto.
At the end you can say please, per favore, or thank you, grazie.
Vorrei un macchiato e un cornetto. Grazie. Vorrei un macchiato e un cornetto. Grazie.
So you've just finished your lovely Italian breakfast and it's time to pay. How would you say I'd like to pay, please? To pay is pagare. Let's use per favore.
Vorrei pagare per favore. Vorrei pagare per favore.
Next, time for some sightseeing. You might need the expression, where is? How would you ask that?
Dove? Dove?
That's a combination of dove, which means where, and è, which means is. And we smush dove and è together, and then we get dove. Remember to make the last è nice and strong.
Dove? Dove?
Where's the subway, the metro, in Italian? La metro.
Dov'è la metro? Dov'è la metro?
So you get on la metro, and then you get to the center. Once you're there, you need to go towards the port. Where's the port? Il porto.
Dov'è il porto? Dov'è il porto?
And we want to catch a ferry across to one of the islands in the Gulf.
Let's go to Procida, my favorite.
You need to buy a ticket. Un biglietto. Un biglietto. I'd like a ticket.
Vorrei un biglietto. Vorrei un biglietto.
To Procida. In Italian we literally say for Procida.
Per Procida.
I'd like a ticket to Procida.
Vorrei un biglietto per Procida. Vorrei un biglietto per Procida.
And once you're there, you see these lovely beaches and you realize you've forgotten your towel, so you decide to buy one. How would you ask, how much does it cost?
Quanto costa? Quanto costa?
9 euros.
9 euro. 9 euro.
As you know, prices are rarely round numbers, so let's say 9 euros 90. 90 is 90, and in Italian we use e and to add the sense. Literally 9 euro and 90.
9 euro e 90. 9 euro e 90.
You had breakfast late and it's very hot in the afternoon, so we decided to skip lunch. By the time we get back to mainland Naples, we're very hungry.
Andiamo in pizzeria. Let's go to the pizzeria.
How would you ask for a table for three?
Un tavolo per tre. Un tavolo per tre.
Time to order some drinks. What do Italians usually order with pizza?
A. Un limoncello. B. Un vino. C. Una birra. D. Un cappuccino.
It's C. Una birra.
Yes, it's like a tradition. We normally drink beer with pizza.
So how would you say I'd like a beer?
Vorrei una birra. Vorrei una birra.
And today we've heard vorrei a lot. Let's try a different way to order. Another way is per me, literally for me.
Per me una birra. Per me una birra.
I decide to order a margarita. For me, a margarita.
Per me una margherita. Per me una margherita. Then I order una diavola, which has spicy salami on it. Per me una diavola.
Diavola literally means devil, but don't worry because food in Italy isn't normally too spicy. You like the sound of this pizza, so you say the same.
Lo stesso. Lo stesso.
And as you're waiting for your pizza to arrive, you go to the bathroom. How would you ask, where's the bathroom?
Dov'è il bagno? Dov'è il bagno?
Then the pizza comes and it's delicious.
Buonissima. Buonissima.
This time with an A because it's la pizza. At the end of the meal, you ask for the bill. The bill, please.
Il conto, per favore. Il conto, per favore.
The waiter tells you to pay at the till. At the till or cash register.
Alla cassa. Alla cassa.
So you arrive alla cassa and you'd like to pay with a credit card. Can I?
Posso? Posso?
Pay?
Pagare. Pagare.
By card, literally with the card.
Con la carta. Con la carta.
Can I pay by card? Literally, can I pay with the card?
Posso pagare con la carta? Posso pagare con la carta?
Certo, of course.
Finally, I'm feeling very tired and lazy after all that pizza, so I don't want to take la metro.
We take, or let's take, is prendiamo.
Prendiamo. Prendiamo.
Let's take a taxi.
Prendiamo un taxi. Prendiamo un taxi.
Ben fatto. Well done. You got through the whole day in Italian. I hope you enjoyed your time with us in Napoli and that you picked up some useful phrases.
Feel free to listen as many times as you like. The repetition can help a lot to make sure you're feeling confident with the phrases before your trip.
And if you found this useful, we've prepared a special guide for you over on the blog with a lot more travel phrases that will help you get by using the local language when you're in Italy. To find it, head over to our website by clicking on the link in the description. Or you can go to italian.joeoflanguages.com/podcast and search for episode 136. Have a nice trip.
Buon viaggio!